Want to be stuck for Saturday night, so when Charlie called, I said I'd go with him.
Mary!
Oh, I have to hang up. I'll call you back. Mother, why are you cleaning my room? I told you I was going to do it.
You told me you were going to do it on Wednesday and again on Thursday. Today is Saturday.
Well, Mother, you just give me that vacuum cleaner and I'll do it tomorrow.
Absolutely not.
But, Mother...
Now...
Mother, I can't possibly do it now. I have to be at Harriet's at 11:30.
You are not leaving this house until your room is done.
Mother, all of the girls are going to be there. It's just not fair.
Ah, you're right. It isn't fair for me to be doing your room.
Well, all right. But first I have to call Harriet and tell her that I can't make it. I know that, Jean. I talked to Harriet a few minutes ago. Yes, that's right. We're all going to meet at Louise's at 8.
I've been dialing a number for the last half hour, and I keep getting a busy signal. Would you check the line for me, please? Yes, it's Hilldale 8842.
That's right, Louise. We'll be at your place at 8. I'll be with Charlie. No, I know you expected me to be with Mike, but he never called.
There is somebody on the line. All right, operator, thank you. Do I know who it is? Oh, indeed I do.
That's right, your place at 8. Look, we're coming in two cars. 8's too many to pile into one car.
Mary, you said one phone
call. I have been trying to call this house for the last half hour. Now, how many times have I told you not to tie up the phone?
I'm sorry, Dad. It was important.
I can get an emergency call at any minute, and that's far more important than your calling the girls.
That's my father.
Now, hang up the phone! You know, I thought that by the time you got into college, you would have grown up a little and then stopped this incessant yakking on the telephone.
I don't yak! Yeah. Oh, not
Mary. Seems to me it's about time you realize that there are a few people in this family besides yourself who have some rights and privileges.
Just because I call my friends...
You monopolize everything in this house! The telephone, the bathroom, I can't even get in there to shave. It's a nylon jungle. I can't even walk around my bare feet without stepping on your curlers.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm such a terrible nuisance.
Take your call later.
What did I do?
Your sister has been tying up this phone for the last hour.
Oh, Mary, did I tell you a guy named Mike called and left the number?
When?
A couple days ago.
Oh!
What did I do?
Come on now, Mary. You sulked away the whole afternoon.
No, I'm not sulking, Mother.
Well, you look very serious. You've been so quiet. Your father was right, you know.
Yes, I know. But that's only part of it. It's not what I was really thinking about, though.
Well, what's troubling you, Mary? Do you want to tell me about it?
Mother, I think it's time I move out. I want to live at college.
I still don't understand. Just because I got a little hot under the collar, that's no reason for her to talk about moving out.
Well, there's more to it than that, dear.
Maybe I went a little far, but I was angry. And I had good reason to be. She's old enough to understand.
Well, honey, it isn't because of you or the argument. It's just that Mary needs to get away from this for a while.
Why?
That's all.
Well, what did you accomplish by moving to the college? Exactly 4 2/10 miles from here.
It may accomplish a lot.
I just don't understand you. Last year, you let out a howl when she wanted to spend a weekend with a girlfriend.
Well, last year, she was 17.
And a year makes that big a difference?
Yes, it does.
Where do you want this?
In the freezer. Let's face it, honey. Mary is a mature young lady.
Maturing. The freezer's full.
Oh, I have to rearrange it anyway. I've been meaning to get this whole kitchen.
You know, when you stop to think that she'll be living alone.
Alone? With 40 other girls in the dormitory?
Well, now, what can living in a dormitory give her that she doesn't have right here at home?
Honey, it's all part of growing up. She's got to learn to rely on herself and not us. I mean, at school, if she doesn't do for herself, no one is going to do for her. Agreed. She can live at school?
Yeah, I guess so.
Honey, I know we're doing the right thing.
If we're going to have one less mouth to feed, why did we buy all this food?
Do you mean it? I can live at school?
That's right, honey.
Oh, thank you, Mother. Thank you, Daddy.
It's a big step in your life. And ours.
I've got so many things to do. I have to register at the dorm. I have to let the school know. I have to pack up. I don't know what to do first.
Honey, calm down. Take it easy. What's the most important thing?
Well, first I should register at the dorm. Mm-hmm. No, before that I have to let the school know. But, oh, before that I have to call my friends. Oh, but Daddy, I promise I won't be on the phone long.
Boy, you're taking everything with the wallpaper.
Just what I need, a great big strong man.
Oh, what can I do?
Sit on the suitcase, please. There.
Thank you, dear. Now, would you take it down to the car, please?
Stonebell Hop Service, at your service.
And this too, honey.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. It's been in your closet all this time.
Miss Hanks?
I'd almost forgotten I had it.
You mean it's yours?
Yeah, you borrowed it for Annette's going away party, don't you remember?
Oh, will you take it, Mother?
Oh, no, you keep it, honey. You'll have much more use for it than I will.
Well, thank you, Mother.
Oh, Mary?
Yes, Mother?
I know that you'll have a marvelous time living at school, but, well, if you should ever get lonesome or anything.
I know, Mother.
Oh, so you're it.
It?
My new roommate. Welcome to the zoo. I'm Pat Walker.
Well, how do you do? I'm Mary Stone. I hope you don't mind sharing the room.
No, glad you're here. I was wondering who I'd get. Anyway, you can have that part of the bureau, Pat, the closet's empty, and that's your desk.
But good, thank you. Pat, is anything wrong?
No, you're all right. You know how it is in a dorm. You take what they give you, but you're all right.
Thanks. Well, what size?
Size?
You mean dress?
What size do you wear?
Size 8?
We just doubled our wardrobe.
Well, good.
Nice family. First time away from home, huh?
Well, how did you know?
It's obvious. The first thing you did was put the picture out. They all do it.
You've lived at school before?
I've lived at school, period, since I was 10. It's a real nice family, Mary.
Well, thank you. Pat, do you have a picture of your family?
They haven't been together long enough in the last 10 years to take a picture.
Where are you from?
Nowhere.
I mean, I live right here in town.
If something happened, I mean, things get a little rough at home. I don't mean to be nosy, even if I am.
Oh, no, that's all right, Pat. I don't mind talking about it. Everything was fine. My family's wonderful, and there was no problem, really. I just felt I should get away and be on my own for a while.
I've heard that before. I guess you have to try it. As the house mother says, it's all a part of growing up. The thing is, after you've grown up, then what?
Well, don't you like it here?
Oh, I love it. I have to. But it's going to be fun. The really important thing, we're both size 8.
Hello.
Hello, Mother.
Oh, hello, Mary.
How is everybody?
Oh, we're fine. My goodness, we haven't heard from you since you called last weekend.
Well, you weren't worried, were you?
Oh, no. We'd have called if we were.
Mother, I thought if it's all right, I'd spend this weekend at home. You can pick me up after school on Friday.
Oh, Mary.
Well, Mother's all right, isn't it?
Oh, Mary, I wish you'd have called sooner.
Why, is there something wrong?
Oh, no, there's nothing wrong. It's just that your father and I have been invited to spend the weekend at the lake with the Websters.
Oh.
I mean, Jeff's going to spend the weekend with Smitty. Of course, if you'd like to come along, you're more than welcome, dear.
No, we'll make it another time.
No, really, Mary, we'd love to have you.
It was just a thought. It really doesn't matter, Mother. We'll make it next week. Now tell me, now, how are Jeff and Daddy and everybody?
Well, we're fine. We're all just fine. How are you, honey?
Oh, I'm fine. Everything is just perfect.
Well, that's nice.
Well, I guess I better be going. I'll talk to you later, Mother.
All right. Goodbye, dear.
Bye.
How's everything? Family all right?
Oh, just fine. Great. Couldn't be better.
As long as your mother invited you to go along with them for the weekend, I don't see why you don't want to go.
Well, they had made all their plans. I felt I'd be in the way.
What are you going to do then?
I'm going to stay here.
Well, I don't have anything to do. Do you want to do it with me?
Yes, sounds like fun. Plan nothingness. Well, let's go in and watch TV. That spectacular starts in 5 minutes.
Forget it. They're watching something else. You know the rules of the house. Seniors have priority.
Do you know that I haven't been able to watch one of my favorite programs since I've been here?
You can always register for the summer session at Cedar Reruns.
Well, let's go over to the kitchen and get a snack.
An hour before dinner?
Well, the drugstore's open. Let's walk over there.
Mary, are you trying to ruin my diet?
Well, let's go upstairs and study.
Hi, Billy.
Hi, dear.
Oh, are you having a guest for dinner?
No.
Oh, why the fourth place?
Oh, I keep forgetting Mary's away at school. She called today.
Oh, what'd she say?
She wanted to come home for the weekend.
Was she disappointed when you said we wouldn't be here?
Not terribly. Mm-hmm. I couldn't really tell.
No, we didn't chase her out of the house. It was her idea. Now, if she wants to come back,
honey, she didn't say anything about coming back. It was just for the weekend. And I told her that she was perfectly welcome to go with us if she wanted to.
But she didn't want to? Maybe the bird has flown the nest.
I ordered the covers for the patio.
Oh, good. I noticed the nursery's having a sale next week. Why don't you stop by and see if you can get that white birch we've been looking for?
All right.
After dinner, I'll put a first coat of paint on the fence. And Jeff can help me.
Well, sure, Dad. Be glad to help you.
Paint the fence?
Well, I thought you meant help you eat dinner.
Yeah. Oh, it's all right, Jeff. I didn't mean to fall asleep. It's been so quiet around here for the past couple of weeks, I keep thinking I'm in the wrong house.
Yeah, you see? You never believe me when I told you Mary was the noisy one. That Mom watching the kitchen.
Yeah. Wow. If this were March, I'd say you were doing the spring cleaning. What's going on?
I am being efficient.
From here, it looks like a mess.
Do you know that every year I walk 150 needless miles in this kitchen?
Huh? You do?
Yes, I read somewhere in a magazine article that I do not have an efficient kitchen. Everything is in the wrong place.
Okay, what do you want us to do?
It's obvious. The silverware should not be here, but near the dining room where we use it.
Yeah, but we had it near the sink where we washed it.
Jeff, don't confuse your mother.
Please.
Yay. Chicken sure smells good.
Well, you keep looking in the oven there. Your nose and the chicken will be done at the same time.
You know, I sure wish Mary'd come home from school more often.
Oh, that's the first time you've admitted that you miss her.
Well, I do. I have to dry dishes every night.
Oh.
Honey, will you go out to the car? I left a roll of shelf paper on the back seat.
Okay.
This house is a little empty without her.
Now, Alex, when she gets here, we have to be careful not to fuss over her too much.
Okay, you don't mind if I kiss her hello, do you?
Honey, be serious. You know what I mean. I'm sure that she'll be homesick, and it just won't be fair if we let her know how much we miss her. Oh, my goodness, if I'm going to pick her up on time, I'll have to go right now. Honey, would you put everything away for me, please? What? Thank you, dear.
Deserter?
I am not deserting. I am just going home for the weekend.
You're weakening.
Well, look, they expect me to come home once in a while.
Just going because they expect you?
Oh, but Pat, you don't understand. You can't break up a family in a couple of weeks when they've been together all of their lives. We have to do it sort of gradually. It's just not fair to them.
Oh, and you want to be fair?
Look, Pat, would you like to come home with me? I know the folks would love to have you.
No, thanks. Some other time.
Okay.
Do you think they miss you?
Well, of course they do. I miss them. Well, I mean, what I mean is, if I were home and one of them went away, well, guy, it's only natural. And I was the one who walked out. Now, it's one thing to be independent, but, well, I don't want to be cruel.
Heaven forbid.
Pat seems like a nice girl.
Oh, if I could have picked my roommate, I couldn't have made a better choice.
Then you're enjoying dormitory life.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a different kind of life away from home.
Well, it's different at home, too, but everything is fine.
You didn't miss me at all, then?
Oh, honey, of course we've missed you, but your father and I look at it this way. We haven't lost a daughter. We've gained a bathroom.
And I haven't lost a family. I've gained all of those terrific girls to live with and share things with.
Then it's turning out the way you hoped it would.
Exactly.
Well, I couldn't be happier.
Neither could I.
Just a delicious girl.
I'll do the dishes tonight, Mother.
Oh, no, you won't. I'll do them.
No, please, Jeff, let me do them.
Well, that's a switch.
No, please, Jeff, let me do the dishes tonight.
I'm getting used to it now.
Do the dishes, Jeff.
No, Mary and I will do the dishes.
Okay.
Mother, what happened to the dishes?
Oh, the sugar bowl goes over there, honey.
I didn't know you would change them. You make the dish towels, too?
Oh, well, we've moved quite a few things, honey. The dish towels are over here in this drawer near the sink where we use them. Oh! Honey, would you get me the sponge mop, please?
Don't tell me. I know where that is.
Dear? It's not out here anymore. We keep it in a broom closet. It's more convenient.
A new tree?
Yes.
3 weeks away from home, and I feel like a stranger. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, boy, we were stuck in traffic. I wasn't sure I'd get back before curfew.
Did you have a good time?
Well, that's kind of hard to say. It left me with a funny feeling.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I kind of felt like a visitor.
Come to think of it, I guess I was. In your own home?
Well, in the kitchen, nothing was where it used to be. The patio was a different color. Could have been somebody else's backyard. They even had a new tree.
Is that you, Jeff?
Oh, I didn't mean to startle you, Mother.
Oh, honey, you didn't. It's just that I wasn't expecting you.
Oh, well, I didn't have any classes this afternoon, and one of the girls just happened to be driving by this way, so I thought I'd just stop in for a little while.
Oh, well, I'm glad you did.
No, I picked this for you. It was on one of the bushes outside the dormitory. It's the kind Daddy likes.
Oh, it's lovely. Thank you, dear. Well, come to the kitchen. I'll put in some water.
Let me do it, Mother.
No, in that cabinet. Oh. Well, how's it going in school?
Oh, just fine. Fine. We had tryouts for the operetta this afternoon. Mrs. Standish is going to direct it.
Oh, well, that's nice.
She directed it last year.
Oh, well, that'll be a help.
The house looks so nice.
Oh, thank you, dear. I've been trying to get it organized.
You know, it's funny when you've been away for a while how different things can look.
Sometimes how different things are.
Even people.
That's right.
I've changed a lot, Mother.
You look the same.
A few weeks can make such a big difference, the way a person feels.
Well, that's true.
Well, what are you having for dinner, Mother?
Oh, we're having frankfurters and beans. Mary, why don't you stay for dinner?
Could I?
Well, now, I imagine we can find another place for you at the table. Mary?
Yes, Mother?
How would you like your frankfurters, sliced lengthwise or crosswise?
Oh, either way, it doesn't really matter. Mother, there's something I'd like to say, but it's very hard to know how to put into words. Do you believe a person can change his or her whole outlook in just a few weeks?
Yes, I believe that's possible.
I don't have many years left with my family. I'll be getting married and I'll be away a long time. I miss you and Daddy and Jeff more than I ever believed I could. I'm just not ready to live away from home. Right now, when I'm finally old enough to enjoy real friendship with you and Daddy, and to appreciate my family, I shouldn't leave. I don't want to. Will you take me back for a little longer?
We've been waiting for you.
Mother, what can I ever do to make it up to you?
You can slice the frankfurters.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm sure gonna miss you, Pat.
Me too.
Bye.
Bye.
See you at 11 in front of the chem lab tomorrow.
Hello. Who's calling, please? Mary! 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 Telephone!
Who is it, Jeff?
Oh, it's Mike.
I thought I told you to tell him I wasn't home.
No, you told me to tell Charlie you weren't home.
I told you to tell Charlie I was home and to tell Mike I wasn't home.
No, you told me to tell Charlie you weren't home and Mike you were.
I ought to know what I told
you. You ought to, but you don't.
Well, tell him I'm not home.
You tell him you're not home.
Hello, Mike? He hung up.
Now look at what you've done. That's a lot.
Now look it, I'm not your communication center. Try a carrier pigeon.
Maybe you and I could move to the dorm.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.